Good morning. How are you all today? Well, we've made it through a good bit of the year together, and today there's a lot of talk about widows and a bit about treasure. So, I thought I would hide a treasure here in the church. It is the most awesome, incredible, cool, wonderful, desirous treasure that ever there has been hidden in a church. Never before has treasure been hidden. And your job this morning is to find it. Somewhere around here there is treasure. You have 1 minute to find it. Ready, set, go. Find the treasure. Up where? Up on the top? No. A fat guy can't climb up there to hide the treasure anyway. Use your head. Where is the treasure? You guys are going so fast, you'll never find it. Okay, there, it's out there. What, did you look under cushions or anything? It's not in there. Is it here? No, it's not there. Where is the treasure? Us. That was last week. That's not a bad treasure, but not the one I hid. That comes later. That's about treasures, but not the one I'm looking for. Someone, not that Bible, not that Bible, not that Bible, not that Bible. How about the dove? It's a treasure. It's a nice thing, but not so much. Well, you're so cold. You're like totally on the wrong side of the church. Brilliant. Where is the treasure? It's lovely. It's nice. It's not what I was thinking of. Where is the treasure? The lovely thing? Ohia wood? Custom designed? It's not the treasure. Love the candles, but they're not what we're looking for. Communion is a... Walked by it. Finally, he found the treasure. What is it? Is that significant? It must be. Here, can I have the treasure? Does this look like a treasure to all of you?
Well, we didn't see it.
I didn't see it. It was too. What can you buy with this treasure?
Almost nothing.
A penny.
It's a penny. It's an old penny.
And round.
It's round. Yes, it is. It has. Who's on a penny? Very good. You all get an A in confirmation later. But why is this? You can't buy much with it, right? Can you buy gum with this?
No.
Maybe like there's not little pieces.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You can pay 1/20th of the tax on $1 with this. Okay, what else can you buy with it? So why is this a treasure?
Need 99 more pennies to have a dollar.
99 more pennies, good math. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus was near the treasury, and there was a woman, a widow woman, who came, and she put in 2 lepta into the treasury. A lepta is like 1 penny. It wasn't worth much of anything. And Jesus, when he saw her, said, what she gave was more treasure than all the people who put in hundreds and hundreds of dollars. How can that be? Because it's all that she had. In a way, I think treasure isn't always what we think it is. I would never have looked at this penny and even probably picked it up off the ground because I couldn't even pay my parking with it. But for her, it was everything she had. And Jesus looked at her and loved her and knew that when we give all that we have, we also receive a treasure. Well, I thought, well, if a penny is a treasure, there's one more treasure, and this is where you were right a little bit earlier. I think the greatest treasure is you and all of these folks. And there's like all of them, right? And look how many pennies there are out there. You can find them everywhere, and yet that's God's treasure. It's all that we have. So let's pray together, shall we? Gracious God, thank you for the treasure that you give us and for the treasure that you call us to. And help us, God, to be treasure for the world. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys can go back to your places. Have a good rest of the day. And we'll sing the last two verses.